Willard Munger's legacy can be seen across Minnesota. In undeveloped wetlands, woods allowed to grow to old age, and lakes and rivers abundant with fish and wildlife. Duluth State Senator Sam Solon says Munger's reputation grew beyond the state's boundaries.
You can go anywhere in this country, you mention the name Willard Munger, and it is recognized in any area where the environment is concerned.
Munger's first bid for office was an unsuccessful 1934 run for the Minnesota House on the Farmer-Laborer Party ticket. He lost another in 1952, finally earning a House seat to represent West Duluth in the 1954 election. He left the House for 2 years after an unsuccessful bid for the state Senate in 1964. He said it was his grandfather who got him interested in environmental protection.
He used to get me so wrapped up and dedicated that I used to become quite angry with what was going on way back when I was a kid.
And it was his grandfather who encouraged Munger to use political office to stop the clear-cutting and stream degradation that was already evident early this century.
And he says, the only way that you can correct this sort of thing and protect the environment for future generations, because if you don't protect it now, that when you grow up, there won't be anything left for you. He says, the only way you can do it, you've got to sometime get elected to the legislature when you can pass laws to protect our environment.
His political accomplishments include a ban on the pesticide DDT in Minnesota before a national ban was enacted, creating sewage sanitary districts, rivers and wildland protection, recreational trails, and legislation that created the state's Environmental and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Munger's defense of the environment may have been born where he was raised among western Minnesota farmlands, but was honed in a wooded Duluth neighborhood on the banks of the St. Louis River. By the 1950s, the St. Louis had come to carry the heavy burdens of industry. Paper mill effluent, coal tars, and toxic waste from steel production were choking all life from the lower St. Louis River. People were warned to stay out of the water. Mike Janis, a close friend from Duluth, says Willard Munger set out to restore the river and preserve the region he calls God's country.
To defile some of that land and the waters was just an abomination to him. He basically single-handedly led the fight to clean up the St. Louis River. And now to see people out there walleye fishing and boating and ice fishing and all that is quite a treat for him.
Friends knew Munger to spend hours just gazing at the river from his waterfront home on Duluth's Indian Point. Munger's Willard Motel stood across the street from one of his pet projects, the Lake Superior Zoo. Munger took an early interest in the zoo, which became known to his fellow legislators as Willard Zoo. It was well known that Munger was willing to trade support for other lawmakers' projects for those who supported state funding for the Lake Superior Zoo. Janis, the zoo's director, says it's hard to believe where the zoo would be without Willard Munger. What was once a menagerie of animals in small cages has become a regional center for modern animal exhibitry, conservation, and preservation, all under the leadership of Willard Munger.
And in a way, he put some money where his mouth is, you might say. He represented us well in the legislature to bring funds to the zoo over the last, say, 12 years, I'd guess. He's brought in over $10 million to the zoo.
The zoo is honoring its favorite sponsor by naming its new animal care clinic, which is now under construction for Willard Munger. While Munger's closely identified with the environmental movement, his political training was on social issues. When still in high school, Munger supported the openly socialist Nonpartisan League. Partisan League founder A.C. Townley became a close friend. Munger campaigned for farmer-laborer governor Floyd B. Olson, a confessed radical who sprung from Partisan League roots. Munger admitted a sympathy for socialists like Norman Thomas and Eugene V. Debs. Munger worked closely with Hubert Humphrey when Humphrey reformed the struggling DFL party in the early 1950s. Munger was a social activist, described by friends as a people person. Janis points to Munger's support of labor unions and working people, and says Munger believed supporting people was closely related to supporting the environment.
You need to give people an honest wage for an honest day's work and give them the land that is out here for them to enjoy.
Another close friend, environmentalist Alden Lind of Duluth, says Munger supported social justice, equity, and quality of life.
That what good was social justice and equity if you were ruining the world around these people, if you were depriving their children of an opportunity to enjoy the outdoors and to enjoy a clean environment? And he never saw that those were distinctive concerns. But what ties them all together is that from his point of view, they've never been self-serving.
Munger was respected by his West Duluth neighbors for his adherence to principles and for taking counsel from constituents. Lively but informal political debates would erupt every Saturday morning in his West Duluth motel and cafe. A core of political activists and environmentalists became regulars, known to some as Munger's Kitchen Cabinet, but known among themselves as the Grumpy Old Men. The tradition moved to Munger's home on the St. Louis River when he turned the hotel over to his son 2 years ago. Lind was one of the grumpy old men. He thinks Willard Munger's legacy will reflect Munger's renowned honesty.
That his most enduring legacy will be just the presence of an honest person and the example he sets and the model that he presents to people.
Willard Munger's health began to decline this spring. He was diagnosed with liver cancer when hospitalized for dizziness and confusion in February. He briefly returned to the House floor late in the session, but has spent many of his last months under hospitalization. When Munger died Sunday at the age of 88, he was believed considering another run for the House District 7A seat in the year 2000. Munger was preceded in death by two wives, losing Martha in 1960 and Francis more than a year ago. He's survived by a son and daughter and several grandchildren. In Duluth, I'm Bob Kelleher, Minnesota Public Radio.